We're going to welcome everybody and call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Fields Estate Infrastructure Finance Public. See, what is this? This is a public infrastructure district, right? That's right.
Yes.
Public infrastructure district. I'm sorry about that.
I think that
And
they
this
were.
Tuesday, August 19th, 2025, at 10 a.m., the meeting is being held at the offices of York Hall in South Jordan. For purposes of the audio recording, let's do a roll call and introduction for those participating in the meeting today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
My name is Brandy Wilson, and I am paralegal.
Pete Evans, board member.
Terry Wade, board member.
David Hutchison, CLA, District Accountant.
Thanks, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda today. We have no preliminary action items. We have one consent item, which is to approve the draft minutes of the May 19th, 2025 board meeting. The board did receive those minutes in its packet. Open it up to see if there are any questions about the minutes. Okay.
I'll move that we approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
Thanks. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion made by Pete Evans, second by Terry Wade. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We're now moved to our to actually second consent item, which is to ratify any payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. As you are aware, the acquisition and reimbursement agreement does require that the board approve and ratify payment applications and requisitions made since the last board meeting. I believe those were included as part of your board packet as well. Are there any questions?
None for
Nope.
me.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting held on May 19th, 2025?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion made by Pete Evans, second by Terry Wade. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our action items in section D. The first one is to consider accepting the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2025. The board did receive in its packet the Q2 financial statements for the district. David Hutchinson of CLA is here to go over the financial statements and answer any questions the board may have. So I'm going to turn it over to you, David.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Okay, so are you seeing my screen now?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So for the starting in the balance sheet for the financial statements as of June 30th, 2025, we in the general fund we have accounts payable of $10,355. We have in the debt first debt service fund, we have in the senior bond fund 1.1 million, and in the surplus fund 646,000. In the second debt service fund, we have 2.29 million in the reserve fund, and 46 rounded 47,000 rounded for the capitalized interest fund. Capital projects fund, we have senior project fund 10,000, subordinate project fund just under 4,000, and the construction fund 9.86 million rounded, and in the CY fund $11,399. With that, did you guys want this amount here in the CY fund transferred to the senior project fund here to be 21,000 instead of the 10,000 here, 11,000 here? I don't think, do you guys anticipate? I don't think, where we're at right now, I wouldn't think we would have any more cost of issuance come through.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I will reach out to the trustee and copy you guys on that message to get that copied over or transferred over there. And then we also have $11,000 in accounts payable for the capital projects fund. Moving on to the general fund, we've had $15,000 expended for the year of the $51,000 budgeted. We're just as a note, we're seeing that we're slightly over halfway through the year on the accounting. So we're watching these expenses pretty closely now and making sure that we're going to stay within the budget here if we need to adjust invoices for or write things down, then we can. And then developer advance, we've had just under 5,000 of the 58,000 budgeted, and the ending fund balance is the negative 10,355 from the accounts payable that we saw on the balance sheet. Moving on to the debt service fund, we've had interest income of just under $40,000 and a bond interest payment of $229,500. That gives us an ending fund balance of 1.765 million. And then I need to apologize. The packet that was sent out was missing this page. And so I need to resend this out to everyone so that you guys all have that. And I realized that when I was reviewing these prior to the meeting, but for the second debt service fund, we have interest income of 60,700. And we've had bond interest payment of 575,000 of the budgeted 1.15 million. And that gives us an ending fund balance of the 2.296 million, excuse me. And then in the capital projects fund, we've had interest income 302,000, acceptance of reimbursable costs of 3.5 million. And the same for the expenditures for recognition of costs and the repayment of reimbursable costs. Then we've had 2,800 of engineering, and that gives us an ending fund balance of the 9.87 million. And then just going down to the end here, their schedule of debt service requirements. That payment has been made for this current year for 2026, we have the 434,000. And then, sorry, I'm just going to jump back up to the balance sheet real quick. So currently for that, we have the 1.1 or 1.2 million there covered. So we're looking in that represents kind of capitalized interest for that bond. So that will cover this approximately these three payments to through 2028, and then we're going to want to start to get tax revenues coming in here and start to build up that fund also for those future payments. And then there's also the reserve in there for contingency if in case the fund doesn't get built up fast enough. So just under two more year payments for that one. But with interest income, that could build up a little more too. The other one, the debt service, we had the make everyone dizzy here. We have just under 50,000 capitalized interest. So, and that's for the special assessment bonds and 2.249 in the reserve fund. So back to here. So the following interest payment will be on December 1st. And so the second half of this payment will come, will pull the remaining portion of that capitalized interest of the 46,000. And then unless there's some special assessment revenue received in between now and November, then it would dip into that reserve fund. So I just kind of wanted to give you guys a heads up on how we're looking there. So with that, let me open up to any questions you guys might have or want to look at a little more in depth.
None for me.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, great. Then appreciate that, David. Since the board has no further questions, do we have a motion accepting the Q2 financial statements for the district?
I'll move that we accept the Q2 financial statements.
Second.
Motion. Thank you. Motion made by Pete Evans, second by Terry Wade. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll move to our administrative non-action items. We don't have anything listed on the agenda. I'm just going to open it up real quick to see if the board has any non-action items they want to raise during today's meeting.
Nope.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Well, then I always reserve the motion to adjourn to Mr. Pete Evans.
Yeah, I'll move that we
His
adjourn.
Favorite motion.
Yeah.
Second.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Do we have? Oh, thanks. Great. So we have a motion by Pete Evans, second by Terry Wade. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The meeting stands adjourned. It's great to see everybody. Hope you have a nice day.
Thank you. Appreciate your
Thank
hard
you.
Work.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Bye now.
Take care.